Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Hey, guys, before we get into the podcast, I just want to... Someone called me.
Who called you?
Some guy from one of the commercial networks.
I did get a call from them once asking if we wanted to be on one of their digital stations.
You know, this is he was talking about maybe on one of the capital cities, like some mid-dawns or something like that.
Oh, you would have no. I got told legitimate... we couldn't do it the way we do it because we breach about 16 broadcasting.
Well, we say
we would have.
I don't hear Carl and Jackie O doing the kind of anal
fisting jokes.
But this guy sounded really sort of into it. I don't know if we should.
Could we do it? Like
while we're here, should we just cut together just like a quick...
How would we sound if we did like a commercial radio?
Like if we do it, he can imagine it. Like if Talking Poofy was on like commercial breakfast radio.
Well, let's wonder what it would sound like. Put the harp away, Tony. I'm trying to imagine what it's like. Put the harp away. Jesus.
Toby, I didn't know you could play that.
What the fuck?
I had to bring it all the way here in the tram. I'm a player for a minute and a half.
All right. But I wonder what it would be like if we did commercial radio.
I'm still wondering.
I'm having trouble having them. Hang on. My memory. Hang on. I need to really concentrate on this memory. Hang on. Is memory like doing a poo?
Yeah.
it was quite a long memory.
Yeah. I wonder.
I'm either going to fall asleep or urinate. Yeah.
I'm actually feeling a bit seasick from that noise.
You're listening to TPFM, home of classic Kylie and great anal sex.
That was Lady Gaga. You're on Talking Poofy FM.
With Shiny Wet One and Wanker Face.
Now, Toby.
Something
yes.
Very exciting happening with you.
Very exciting for me. It's time for me to dish the dirt. It's been a big weekend.
Yes.
I don't mind telling you.
Yes.
And let's just say I've got a few war stories.
Okay, right.
That is coming up after these messages.
Get mobile this summer with the new Ford Fag Hag Mobile. It's the two-door hatch with enough room for 7 egos. Room in the back for 16 twinks and their iPhones. And a special bucket seat for the fat bitch who's driving. With great fuel economy because you're not paying for petrol. It's got a sporty new look and rear bench seat for trade. And you won't believe the price. Trust us, you can't count that high. With air conditioning, iPod dock, ABS braking, front and side airbags, and he loves me, really, he just doesn't know it yet. The new Ford Fag Hag Mobile. Beep, beep, girlfriend.
May involve extended phone conversations that end with the phrase, you're not that fat.
In a world where everything was perfect, their jobs were perfect.
Oh my God, can you believe we now get free muffins at the call centre?
Their hair was perfect.
I don't even care how it looks from the side. From the front, it looks fabulous.
Their house was perfect.
Oh, wow. That grouting is so clean.
But their lives were about to be turned upside down. It would start slowly.
Honey, did you finish the Cetaphil hairspray?
But soon...
Oh, I didn't even know that Persian feta could go off.
It would go far beyond what they could imagine.
I tried to get some, but Club X's don't even sell Amel.
Until one day, something would happen that would change their lives forever.
Oh, God, Troy. There's a shit stain on the bottom sheet. What's happening?
This summer.
How could you use up all the South Wonder soap? These sheets are 1,000 thread counts! Run! Run!
Ask yourself.
Don't blame me, you're the one with an ass like a Vegemite jar!
Just how much can two homosexuals take?
Why do you hate me?
Deep Impact 2. This time, it's rectal.
Well, go on then! Run off with Jason, I'm sure he'd love to have you!
Coming soon.
Had the girls around for drinkies, what the fuck was Kelly thinky? Cause she brought her boyfriend Steve, who's so brutish I could heave. He drank UDLs all night and then vanished out of sight. I guessed he used the toilet, but I just knew that he'd spoil it. Gay and wipe the seat, cause he did not leave it neat. I mopped up all around it, you'd think he'd try to drown it. So thank you, gay and wipe.
The hottest showbiz gossip and celebrity scandal.
So, trust Talking Puffy FM to have all the big celebrity scoops. It's Tobster here with another exclusive Talking Puffy FM celeb view. I'm here at Mooney Pond Subway with X Factor Victor, Altium Childs. So, Altium, flash fiction writers everywhere want to know, you and Ronan, rumour or trumour?
You know, I've got no girlfriend to give it to, so as long as I'm not mentioning names, I've had the underwear sent to me in the mail. Ronan was choosing his top. Couldn't believe my ears.
Ronan needed a top? Mel Buttle told me he was a top. Surely you bottom.
I find it difficult. As much as I'd love to share certain things, I'm not sure what to do. And, you know, some of the boys really coming out of them on top were obviously incredible.
So you're versatile.
Everyone needs to be a little bit. On the flip side.
And how did it all go anyway?
I think Ronan's gut was out to here by the end of the day. And, you know, I went completely weak at the knees. And I just looked up at him and I said to him, it's okay, you know, it's okay. Like, because I knew he was feeling the pain as well. And, you know, some of the boys really... slipped in.
Altium Childs, amazing!
You're listening to TPFM, home of classic Kylie and great anal sex. TPFM.
And good morning, you're on Talking Puffy with Scotty Richo and the Topestar. Coming up in the next hour, we've got 30 minutes of the gayest hot hits we can find, including some brand new David Guetta mashups of Angela Lansbury show tunes.
Oh, I love
them. Oh, so stand by for Bosom Buzzy Buddies versus Tayo Cruz and the follow-up to Summer Smash Barbara Streisand featuring Barbara Streisand.
Oh, but right now, look out.
Oh, no.
Sprung ya a claw.
Ya.
Time for the Topestar to catch another unsuspecting listener out with one of his trademarks.
By other people.
Sprung your prank call. What have you got for us this morning, Topestar? Oh, jeez. I do not envy them, whoever they are.
Oh, no.
Richo, mate, hang on to your netting, because this morning we're calling my mum.
Oh!
All right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get her on the line. Get her on the line.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. Is that Sue Sullivan?
Is that you?
Good morning, Sue. It's Richard Head here from the Ponds Institute.
Oh, God, Toby, I can still recognise your voice. How many years has it been? I've just lost so many nights sleep wondering if you're dead or alive or...
Just wondering, Sue, if you know of a Michael Hunt...
Are you okay? Have you been collecting the money I've been sending you?
Michael Hunt? Have you seen Mr. Michael Hunt?
Time, Toby. It would mean so much to your father. He doesn't have much time left.
Mike Hunt? Have you seen Mike Hunt? Mike Hunt, Mum, have you seen Mike Hunt?
He's been calling you from the hospital when he's conscious, that is. The radiotherapy's taking its toll.
What about Mr. Peter Nuss? Mr. Penis?
And it's so hard for me to see him, you know, being in the wheelchair since the accident.
Penis!
And since your sister died.
My cunt and a penis, Mum!
Just come home. Just take the title to the house. I don't even care anymore.
What about Peter's brother, Andrew Nuss?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh. That's just political correctness gone wrong.
Oh,
isn't
it's called a sense of humour, lady.
Oh, what the hell is this world coming to?
Ah, Nazis.
Sprung ya.
Sprung ya, Toby's mum. Do we need to get permission from her at some point?
Yeah.
Sort that out later. Okay. Here's another hot hit.
Talking Puffy news on the hour.
And now it's time for the Talking Puffy update.
Yay!
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Headline.
Hey!
You've been thinking about this.
Yeah, too hard. Too much. And I made a little mess. I need a bit of a load rest. Oh.
I'm right here.
Do the story.
Okay. Police have issued a warning to all gay men after a Melbourne man went to work on Monday without checking his room for trade. The man, known as Troy, apparently picked up some trade on Sunday night. He apparently picked up some trade on Sunday night after drinking his own body weight in $3 Jaeger shots, then forgot he was there in the morning and left for work.
Oh!
Troy is quoted as saying, "I thought he was just some unsorted laundry leaning against a pile of used frangers on the floor. When I got home, my TV and DVD player were gone, as well as my dildo collection under the bed. Even the big one that wouldn't fit in the shoebox." A police spokes lesbian says, there she is. Translation of that is, the police are working on a new advertising campaign using the slogan, "Stop, think, don't forget to look for trade."
Ah, oh, Bitsy. Comfortable Bitsy. Reports are coming through about a Sydney gay man who met someone's straight sister at a barbecue over the weekend. Upon discussion, it was discovered that the man actually did know her gay friend Michael from Brisbane.
Get out!
Magic happens. Oh. The gay man was treated for shock at the scene.
Sports news. Dozens of top AFL players have launched a campaign to promote tolerance of homosexuality. In the print campaign, the players are seen holding signs condemning homophobia. However, it has been revealed that being professional football players, most of them couldn't actually read the signs and thought they were advertising home loans.
Some damning statistics have been released about the motivations of Australia's football players. A study into all the codes of football has found that a whopping 63% of players were only interested in football for the money. 19% were playing for the love of the game, while the remaining 18% were only in it for the rape.
You can't say, turn it off.
You're with Talking Puffy in the Morning with Chuckles, Bottom and the Fat Man. And they're the news headlines this hour. Sport follows after 10 when the lesbians show up. But right now it's time to cross to your guy in the sky. It's Riggsy with the trade report.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Pretty busy for trade this morning, mainly the result of a landscape gardener lifting some heavy pots with his shirt off just on the Western Ring Road. Two well-built Lebanese guys are getting pretty soaped up at a hand car wash on the southeastern arterial off-ramp. It's banking up marinas for a few Ks. And a well-dressed businessman appears to be waiting for a bus at the Clifton Hill interchange for about the last 2.5 hours, if you know what I mean. Don't let a bad choice of trade ruin your night tonight. Get Allianz on the line and take out Allianz Bad Trade Insurance, offering cover for cab fares, late-night hungry jacks, and a pay-per-scene X-Tube subscription. Allianz Bad Trade Insurance, because you can't suck a book off by its cover. Back to you in the studio, guys.
Thanks, Riggsy. More news, weather and trade in an hour.
Summer's here and it's time to fight the flab with the brand new fitness craze that's sweeping the inner suburbs. It's Gayrobics.
Forget faddish dance classes, expensive exercise equipment and nutritiously suspect diets. The only way to stay slim this summer is to live like a gay.
Backstabbing. It's great for triceps, biceps and simmering resentment.
Download Glee. Feel the burn as you do the vacuuming extra quickly to the tunes of the Britney episode.
Go to a gay bar. With beer that costs this much, who can afford fattening luxuries like boiled rice?
Visit a sauna. 10,000 steps a day is a snap when you're desperately chasing the one decent bit of trade around a grotty maze for 6 hours.
Become estranged from your family. No more fattening family dinners when Christmas lunch is a bowl of cheesels with the other barflies at DT's.
Gayrobics. If there was ever a fitness regime guaranteed to bring you buns of steel, this is it. And clutch.
And gasp. And clutch. And gasp.
I was hanging out on Gator, being a real couch potato. My boyfriend was away and I'd had a bone all day. So I tried a little cruising, after all there's nothing losing. Then the door lock went click clack, holy shit, the boyfriend's back. Gay and wipe for me, on the household's shared PC. It resets recent places, clears the history and caches. So thank you, Gay and Wipe.
Every one of us has a mother and they all deserve their special day. But this year, take a moment to remember those mothers who show extra focus in looking after their children. The second Sunday in May is Controlling Mother's Day. At least I think it's the second Sunday. I'm far too busy looking after your father nowadays to worry about that nonsense. This Controlling Mother's Day, why not buy the special harridan in your life a new mobile phone? She can use it to phone you and at least try to stay in touch. God knows, sitting around hoping you'll phone her hasn't worked. Or what about gifting her that horrid stripy synthetic jumper you always wear? She's brought you a lovely top from Giordano that's so much more practical. You could wear that to family Christmas instead, if you deign to come. Sometimes a simple gesture counts more than the most expensive gift, like selling your car and buying a house directly next door. Helen's boy, Simon, you know, the doctor, moved in next door to Helen and he loves it. He says it's like he'd never left home, grew up and travelled or married twice. So leave the wire hangers at home this Controlling Mother's Day. Maybe dress up like your dead old lady and open a hotel. Controlling Mother's Day. It is when I say it is.
And you're back on Talking Puffy FM with the fat one, the skinny one, and Mr. Suction. And that was, of course, Lady Gaga with her latest hit. That's a great corker
that
of a song, isn't it?
Awesome. I was dancing in that one.
You were.
Toilet.
You were. Now, Adam, you've got something you're going to be talking about soon.
Oh, my God. I have the latest dirt from Hollywood.
You right. are the cat that
Who?
Ate the cream.
Yeah, look
morning.
How smug you are. Look
Who
how happy.
Has
yeah.
been spotted coming out of Molly Meldrum's anus. I'll tell you all about that.
Okay.
Coming up after this.
Hello.
Hello. It's Chris and Mari from Chris and Mari's Country Acres Amyl Farm, where you can get all your best and ripest organic country-grown amyls.
This month, the weather's warming and we're hot for tops, as it's our once-a-year Spring into Sling Amyl Sale.
There's no need to feel the squeeze this spring with Chris and Mari's September Lilac range of country amyl.
We've got dozens of fresh floral flavours to freshen your special smile. Lavender, jasmine, chamomile for those stressful days, rosehip and, of course, vodka and Red Bull. How about that, Mari?
Oh, Chris, I'm so relaxed. And you could drive a road train through my sphincter right now.
Oh, Mari, feel the serenity.
Chris and Mari's Country Acres Amyl Farm is taking the stress out of getting bare-rooted this springtime. Come and find us, just 2 hours from town. Take the Hershey Highway and turn off, or should that be on, shortly after the fourth tequila. Free parking and even freer porking.
Chris and Mari's Country Acres Amyl Farm.
Hello, hello!
Hottest showbiz gossip and celebrity scandal.
Teenage superstar Justin Bieber could best be described as a screaming woman.
The Dirt. The Dirt. With the fabulous Adam Richard.
Oh, hang on. You're taking the piss. This is my real job. This is my real job. What are you doing? I'm not playing this game.
Well, we had to use your real job because the car wash where I work doesn't have a theme song.
Yeah. And a gay good morning to everyone. This is Talking Puffy FM and you're listening to Breno, Adzi and T-Bird in the morning. Your number one mix of rock, comedy and trade with never more than 11 Gaga songs in a row. Up ahead this hour, we've got the new one from Gaga, some classic Gaga and the top Gaga at 8. Plus, we check in with all the latest entertainment news from the red carpet. Apparently, Gaga's up to her old tricks again. But meanwhile, get on down to the Beat Bookshop in Commercial Road where the Talking Puffy Brown Thunders are parked. Get on down there. The boys are giving away chlamydia, plus some Lady Gaga tickets and regretting several important life choices. But right now, it's time for the news headlines.
Brenna, you're so wrong.
What?
You are a sick puppy.
Actually, fellas, but before we get to the news, I've got something that I want to bring up.
Yes, T-Bird.
Don't you hate it when you go to the toilet and there's no toilet paper?
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, me too.
It's the worst.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Toilet paper, there you go. Give us a ring or text us if you've got a phone. Here's a new one from Gaga, exclusive to Talking Puffy.
You're listening to TPFM, home of classic Kylie and great anal sex.
That was a new one from Lady Gaga. Oh, that is a corker of a track. I cannot wait to see that one climbing up the poo charts. Here, yeah. Talking Puffy FM with Dick Face, Dick Nose and Dick Lips.
And Dick Lips, you've got something very big coming up.
Yes, yes, something big coming up.
Scotty has walked in here with a smile on his face this morning.
He's looking particularly excited.
That's right. You know, pretty soon I'm going to be talking to you about which late night news presenter.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, has my poo on their fingers.
Oh!
Yeah, so we'll
find out who that is. Find out who that is after this.
You're sick.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. How's your night going, Adam?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's a bit boring, actually. This bar is really loud, and it's not very comfortable. You can't really talk to anyone properly, and there's not really anything to do. Unless you want to grind up against total strangers in the middle of the dance floor. I mean, how humiliating.
Oh, Adam, you're not thinking straight at all.
What do you mean?
Adam, concepts like reputation and consequences have no place in a poorly tiled cum bucket like a gay bar. Here, try this.
What is it?
It's the Talking Puffy 10,000 Dignity Reducer. One toot of this baby, and you'll be having the greatest time of your life. For about 6 hours only.
But this just looks like a bottle of tequila.
It is, with a couple of Sudafed crushed up and dissolved in it. And it's carbonated.
Okay, I'll try anything once. Oh, is that sedatives I can smell?
Sure is, Adam. Sure is. Hey, Adam, how are you feeling now?
I can't talk now. I'm doing laybacks of this barman's pecs.
Oh, Scott, do you know Jorge?
He's a milliner. OMG! Gotta go. They're playing Alejandro. I can speak Spanish all of a sudden. Ole! Ooh, colors. Oh, mommy needs to lie down.
The Talking Puffy 10,000 Dignity Reducer. The quickest route from A to regret.
Talking Puffy news on the hour.
In arts news, NIDA, Australia's foremost drama school, has announced a new course will begin at the college in 2011, Advanced Straight Acting. Students will learn to barbecue meat, drive a manual, the words to two different Green Day songs, and who Nathan Buckley is. The head tutor, Grant, said in a statement today,
Yeah, this course is for down-to-earth, no non-scene, no bullshit, regular guys, eh?
Oh, my God, you did not buy those shoes on special, bitch!
another crony love, mate.
The soap opera that gave us Kylie Minogue has finally delivered on its promise as the character Chris came out this month to his TV family, establishing himself as the first recurring gay character in the program.
Oh.
Several viewers were apparently shocked to discover that for years in the 80s, Madge was actually a woman the whole time. Not bumming Harold off. She was still the top, even if she was a lady.
Absolutely. As you're probably aware, it's football finals season. And the blogosphere is abuzz again with speculation on gay footy players. For the eagle-eyed observers amongst you, they're actually quite easy to pick. A fat girl drives them to training. Their idea of drug testing is a half now, the other half when their friend Brett gets here. And before they take the field before a game, they insist on boosting the team morale with a group chorus of Defying Gravity.
After much controversy, the film L.A. Zombie finally screened this month at the Melbourne Underground Film Festival. The film, which is a horror slasher flick about a tribe of gay zombies, was filmed at 4 a.m. on a recent Friday night at the pier.
Cock.
Don't they have wound fucking in that film? Like, isn't it like...
Oh, really?
It's been pretty controversial.
Because the director is like a porn director.
Right.
And so there's a lot of, you know.
And apparently the screening was completely illegal too. Like it hasn't been classified. And so they only gave people the venue at the last minute. And then they had to turn up and they
didn't
know.
Must have been what it was like to be in the French Resistance.
Yeah.
During the war. We will meet at midnight under the bridge. I will show you the porn zombie movie.
Do you know what freaks me out though is that they would have got porn actors.
Yes.
So it's like, brains.
Brains.
No, sorry, I'm not butch enough. Brains. Brains.
But imagine, because apparently they were watching the film not knowing if the police were going to come barging
and arrest
in.
Them.
Yeah,
well, and take it out of their eyes.
Well, it'd be like the Tasty Raid. You know, the police had burst in and all these Maltesers had hit the floor. Quick, empty your pockets, but we're not doing nothing.
We put on Sound of Music.
All these zombies marching around. Ghouls must clean pools. Must deliver pizzas.
You're listening to TPFM, playing all the hits plus great cock and hole.
TPFM. Prostate Records presents a compilation that will really hit that sweet spot. Look over your shoulder and gaze back at the greatest hits of the Bum Sex Orchestra. Re-embrace such classic hits as Get Back, More Than a Woman, and of course, Do That to Me One More Time. You'll feel the music deep inside you, touching places you've never had probed before, including hits from bands such as Hot Chocolate and Hole. You'll clench at songs like Heaven's in the Backseat of My Cadillac and the smash hit Ring of Fire. The Bum Sex Orchestra plays classic hits from yesterday and today. Lie back, put your legs up and relax to such tracks as Dancing Cheek to Cheek, or Bang Away All Night to Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again. Bum Sex Orchestra, Shits and Memories. Out now on Prostate Records. Be the first 100 people to order and receive a free douching kit for that cleaner, crisper sound.
From the gay filmmaking powerhouse who brought terror to the screen in such movies as Deep Impact, Iron Man, The Abyss, and Sex and the City 2, comes a movie so terrifying, so confronting, so spine-chillingly frightening, you may never be the same. 20th Century Bear Studios proudly presents Attack of the Cranky Lesbians, Dyke Knight 4.
I will go to the animal shelter and get you a kitty cat. I will let you fall in love with that kitty cat. And then on some dark, cold night, I will steal away into your home and punch you in the face.
They terrorized Midsummer Carnival this year, and now they're coming for you. Attack of the Cranky Lesbians, Dyke Knight 4, when Goal Defense becomes Goal Attack.
In Australia, over 25,000 twinks will turn 40 this year alone. Many will revert to a discreet pair of Spanx. Several thousand will gel their fringes even higher and hope that no one can see over the ridge to their bald spot. Some truly desperate cases will buy a $6,000 bicycle and start training for the Bay in a Day. But for all these and many thousands more, it's simply too late. Every year, Australia is forced to deal with too many ageing twinks. If you've got Kylie's What Do I Have to Do on your recently played list on your iPod, if you own $200 jeans bought from a fashion basement at a major department store, or one or more of your 30-something birthday parties had a drag theme, these are all signs you could be an ageing twink. The good news is you can still take some positive steps. 1. Stay away from Thai takeaways. Rice goes badly with mutton. 2. Write this down. No one goes to Ark to do the Running Man anymore. 3. Don't fly Virgin. Don't worry, you will find another job. 4. Don't stop watching Twilight cold turkey. Ease the transition with some vintage Patrick Swayze films or AFL Grand Final footage. If you or someone you love is an ageing twink, get help now and visit www.grandpaacid.com.
TPFM. We love cock.
Oh, that was... Oh, sorry. I think I fell asleep. That
what happened then?
Terrible nightmare that we were doing commercial radio.
Maybe it's not such a great idea.
Maybe.
I don't... You know, I do this podcast for fun. I do that shit for money.
Do you know what? After such a horrible vision of our future, I feel like the only thing that would make things better would be an icy cold can of Coca-Cola, which is apparently now available in a special 330ml package from 7-Elevens everywhere. Toby.
And you know, you can also use the bottle as a douching.
Yes, you can.
Piece of douching equipment after it.
Leave my pussy alone!
I just went gay all of a sudden!
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Of course.